Things are- pretty important question there from Eurythmics. Would I lie to you? I wouldn't lie to you. Certainly not. Never. Not once. Gray here on WPFP Trail Mix. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy 9 o'clock hour. We'll get you a check of the weather again before too terrible long, like we do twice an hour every hour. Maybe you're having breakfast right now. I had a little bit of a breakfast adventure this weekend. Kind of took a recommendation on a food to try to replace one of my favorites in my diet, instant oatmeal. I'll tell you the saga of real oatmeal in my household. But first, three more songs from the 80s, 90s, and now. What About Love from Heart up next on Trail Mix. Good morning, good morning.
Stay up to date on what's going on all over the Badger State. TrailMix.fm features Wisconsin news and information you can use. TrailMix.fm.
I've been lonely, I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been
share. since I was little. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. If there's no coincidence, I've come. And I can die when I'm done. But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy.
Billy Idol, White Wedding. You're listening to Trail Mix 103.1 WPFP. We're about to get a look at the weather like we do twice an hour. Spoiler alert, up near 50, maybe a little bit of a drizzle after 4, but it's not going to freeze, I don't think, because the next couple days are just looking good. High of 45 tomorrow, though it does get low to 25 tonight, so it could freeze overnight tonight. It actually looks like the possible rain this afternoon has been amended out, at least from the forecast I'm looking at. But we'll get you the most up-to-date look after a quick word from sponsors here. First, wanted to tell you the story I told Joel earlier here when I got here this morning about the oatmeal saga. Been watching a lot of a particular YouTube channel. If you know the Outdoor Boys, it's actually a really good channel. I'd kind of recommend it to anybody. Family-friendly, incredibly family-friendly, just some really good, wholesome content. If you're going to watch YouTube, it's the kind of stuff. It's a little bit idyllic. It's not a lifestyle that most people. It's somebody who takes a lot of amazing fishing vacations with his family, really wholesome kind of activities and travel and such. Things that most people wouldn't be able to pull off, but in a really wholesome way. He's not rubbing it in anybody's face. One thing he likes to do when he's camping is he likes to make oatmeal out there, like if he's in a snow cave or anything, and he's always talking up steel-cut oatmeal. And one thing he's always kind of spitting on instant oatmeal. And I've eaten a lot of instant oatmeal, and it's kind of bothered me lately because there's a lot of sugar in instant oatmeal, and I've been trying to cut back. So I thought, all right, I'm going to take Luke up I'm going to call his bluff. I'm going to check out instant oatmeal, and we got to keep it under 10 grams of sugar per serving, because if you look in one of those packets, there's about 10 grams. So I cooked up the oatmeal, and it basically says add a dash of salt, cook it up to the texture you like, and there's your oatmeal. But I know, because I watched that guy, that you got to add stuff. He does honey and raisins, so I had some honey ready. I forgot the raisins. I had some cinnamon, and I thought, okay, what'll we do? Well, by the end of it, I had made way too much. So don't let these numbers scare you, but I had used a half a stick of butter and a lot of maple syrup and a lot more honey than I'd originally planned to. And I'm pretty sure there's probably 15 grams of sugar in each serving of the oatmeal I made. I might just stick with instant after all, but oh my goodness, was it good. It was the kind of stuff your grandmother would make you visiting for the first time in a month. Like, hey, let me make you something quick to eat. And she's actually secretly trying to put 3 pounds on you in that one meal. In other words, I have a really good recipe for oatmeal if anybody wants to give it a shot. Stay tuned to Trail Mix. Look at the weather coming up next.
103.1 FM.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon. The wind will be a little breezy this morning, but it should die down by this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47 with snow in the afternoon. And again tomorrow night, there could be several inches by the time it winds down on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around. At least you got friends.
Trail Mix 103.1. Available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
That was Rhythm of the Night, DeBarge, here on Trail Mix 103.1 WPFP. Coming up, I'm going to tell you about the mistake I made earlier when I said nothing happened with the Packers over the weekend. Whoops. Stay tuned. 90s, 80s, now. Billy Joel up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind, never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. Saints, the sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Five Bears Agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac here on Trail Mix. That was Hold Me, Only the Good Die Young from Billy Joel before that one. Hey, I whiffed earlier when I said that there were no Packers updates. We were talking football in the 8 o'clock hour. In fact, another Packer has departed the team as of Saturday, and while it could be half surprising, it still isn't anything scary, at least in its own right. We'll circle back to that, though. Cornerback Corey Ballantyne is now an Indianapolis Colt, making him actually the second rotational corner to leave in the last week. Eric Stokes became a Raider just a few days ago. I think it was late last week. I won't pretend that I'm not glad Stokes left. Like, I talked him down all year last year. He had hope, but that he's gone is not sad to me. Ballantyne, more of a coin flip. He was a depth player, had a tendency to give up some chunk plays that I definitely won't miss, but he knew the system and had good moments. Now, the main thing is that two cornerbacks have left, and Jair basically has a foot out the door. So that's only been balanced by one addition, Nate Hobbs out of Las Vegas, and that leads me to believe that the cornerback position will be addressed through the draft, or perhaps with undrafted players, maybe by doing something, locking down Jair before then. So, receiver, the other big question, was a problem last year on the field, but frankly, if we had to, we could work with what we've got. Experienced, somewhat serviceable squad. They could have a chance. We still need to add pieces. We need somebody to beat man coverage. But frankly, the receiver room, as of today, is a little bit closer than the corner room, unless Jair gets locked down. Other solid corners on the team include Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine, plus a bunch of young, unproven guys. And that's where we're at. So we need, if we lock down Jair, add one more or see if we can get a surprise out of the youngsters. Definitely address it in the draft, though. At this point, just give me Travis Hunter, please. I'll be out of here at 10. Check in with you one more time. Let's check the weather right now from the Civic Media team. You're listening to WPFP Trail Mix.
103.1 FM.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon. The wind will be a little breezy this morning, but it should die down by this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 47 with snow in the afternoon. And again tomorrow night, there could be several inches by the time it winds down on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Telling you
Take It on the Run. That was REO Speedwagon, some of the most legendary guitar work. What a band. And what a day here on Trail Mix 103.1 WPFP. Folks, I'd love to hear from you early in your morning or text me in your day, in your afternoon, about what you'd like to hear tomorrow. Feel free to send in requests anytime through that Civic Media app, or if you don't have or maybe can't download the app, head online with your computer or your whatever smart device you may have, like an iPad or something like that, though you should be able to get the app on that one. But you get my point. If you can't get the app, head to trailmix.fm. Just hit the contact button in the top right of the page. Say hey, hi, hello, and send me a song request, or tell me what year you'd like to hear music from. I'll bring it to you, 80s, 90s, and now, 6 to 10 every weekday now on Trail Mix. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Join me tomorrow. Catch me this afternoon on 98Q Country 2 to 7. I'm a busy guy these days. Loving it. Here in Park Falls for the Civic Media Network, Romantics are up next. Stay tuned to Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.